Are you ready to apply God's Word into your everyday life? Welcome to Ancient Mysteries Kingdom Principles Podcast. I'm your host, Rabbi Kurt Landry. Together, we will unlock the ancient principles of the Bible that empower your faith and equip you to move into greater levels of kingdom authority.
Shalom and welcome to Trending Tuesdays. This is going to be a different Trending Tuesday than normal at Kurt Landry Ministries. We had Gilad Rosinger from Israel with us. And listen, we're getting together on June the 25th, and it's going to be powerful. But why would you invest time joining us on June 25th, either coming to House of David in Fairland, Oklahoma, or live streaming from around the world? Because a historic event, we believe with all of our heart, is getting ready to start. Now, the Lord had us choose a title that Zadok Arising. What is a Zadok Arising? I mean, a lot of us don't know what that is. We want to share with you today what that really means, because this particular word and this alignment and this release in Northeast Oklahoma, in Indian country, all the prophecies that ever been prophesied about Eastern Oklahoma, even Corrie Ten Boom flying over this area, saying that there would be a revival connected to Israel that would affect the world. It could be, I'm not saying it is, but it could be that on June the 25th, that revival starts. Wouldn't you want to be there? I think it's worthwhile for you to invest. But anyway, Gilad, I'm so thankful. And let's start with, first of all, You're a dad, you have two babies, and then I guess in probably, what, about 4 weeks, you're going to have a third, and you live in the Tiberias area of Israel, and tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you lived in Israel? Were you born in Israel? Are you an Israeli? I mean, like, tell us a little bit about your life.
Yes, thank you. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on today. I'm really excited to be with you, and absolutely very encouraged by what the Holy Spirit is doing and what I believe is going to happen with you on Friday the 25th. I was born and raised in Israel and had the privilege of growing up in a messianic believing home. I lived in Israel until I was 13, and then my family moved back to America. And so I had also a time in the States. And so I really love America. I love Israel, but I'm a natural born Israeli. And right now, as you mentioned, we live by the Sea of Galilee with my beautiful wife, Maggie, two kids, one on the way, one in the oven, so to speak. And can't wait to meet the beautiful one. We have another boy coming. So very excited about that. Yeah, very excited. The family's growing. And I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to be with you. And I'm looking forward for what the Lord is doing.
So share with our audience and your audience, because they're wondering, like, so to say, how did you and I meet? Because I'm excited about this. You know, I'm a Malachi teacher of the book, and this is Malachi 4. This is the hearts of the fathers being turned to the sons and the sons to the father. Anytime there's multiple generation believers and multiple generation Jewish believers coming together, God always moves in a patriarchal, sovereign Abraham, Isaac, Jacob way. That's been my experience in 33 years. But share with us how we met.
Absolutely. So I totally bear witness to what the Lord is doing in terms of restoring the hearts of the fathers to the sons and the sons to the father. And that is really the key to revival, to end time revival. You know, before the coming great day of the Lord, he's going to send Elijah, the spirit of Elijah. And that is what I believe is happening right now. And the way that came together, we were both blessed by the Lord to be a part of the return that happened in Washington, D.C. And it was just totally divinely orchestrated from the very beginning. We had known about each other. I had actually been following your ministry, really blessed by the teachings that you guys do. But we hadn't met in person. And then when I came to the return, it just so happened that out of all the speakers, they placed our videos back to back. And so I repented on behalf of Israel, you know, just calling forth the humility and the will of the Lord. And then as soon as that was released into the spirit, you were raised up to release that blessing over Israel, which could only happen, I believe, through that act of repentance. And so we were connected in the spirit before we even met in person. And that was absolutely amazing to watch. And I just really bear witness to the authority that you carry in the spirit. When you released that blessing over Israel, and when you sounded the shofar, something shifted in the atmosphere. I have no doubt in my mind. And so right away, I was very blessed by what the Lord was doing. And then we had the privilege to meet in person backstage at the return. And it was just one of those divine appointments where I knew, wow, the Lord is doing something here. And, you know, I think I mentioned this to you a couple weeks ago where I was praying about this incredible gathering that the Lord is putting together at House of David, you know, at your ministry center, the One New Man Embassy. The Lord spoke to me something so beautiful, and he tied it in to the first time that we met at the return. The Lord said, look at the calendar. And, you know, we didn't know this before you set up the meeting. You picked the date. I didn't know this until afterwards. The Lord said, the meeting on Friday, the 25th at One New Man Embassy, House of David, is exactly 9 months to the day that the return started in Washington, D.C. And so the Lord spoke to me. The Holy Spirit came down. I felt the glory of the Lord. And the Lord said, what was conceived in the spirit in Washington in September is going to be birthed Friday the 25th at One New Man Embassy. So I have a holy expectancy because this is beyond us. This isn't man-made plans. This is a divine appointment from heaven. And I'm just so excited to be a part of it.
Yes. And I want to share too with our audience and with Gilad's audience as well. We have been praying and not online, but together, the family's been praying for Israel through COVID, through the Gaza war and the things that have been happening. And I just want to share with you that if you have a ministry that you can pray with, and I'm talking about going not just in the outer court or the inner court, but really praying within the Holy of Holies and having divine calls where the Lord's put it on my heart and I call you and I'm actually concerned about a certain geographic, I don't want to go into the locations, but I'm concerned over an area in Israel, and I actually call you, and sure enough, you and Maggie are there in that location, and we pray. I mean, like those types of things are so absolutely powerful, and one of the things that I believe is that is what I would call, and it's just my what I call it. You have to put a name on things. I call it the Zadok anointing. Now, the Zadok anointing comes out of the Bible, and obviously the Zadok was a chosen priesthood that was faithful to God, that didn't just minister in the outer court, inner court, but they were holy of holies, and there's a price to be paid for that, but there's also an invitation. You know, something I've been saying for about the last 6 months is that, you know, don't even knock on doors right now. Let the Lord open the door and then wait to be invited in. And you could say, well, what is that? That's the Zadoks. The Zadoks are the ones who are invited in by God. They're not just called, they're chosen. And so I think it's interesting that you have called and chosen multiple generations of Jewish believers coming together 9 months after the blasting of the return, which was a sovereign, really a sacred assembly. It was the book of Joel. Blow a trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Call the assembly together. That was 9 months ago for the conception. And now on the 25th, we're going to have this birth. And I think it's going to be powerful. But the thing about the Zadoks is that they need to understand is that they are not only called and chosen, but they do minister between, so to say, the altar, like Elijah, the altar and the heaven. But the key that we want to release is that we don't want to run from Ahab. We don't want to run from Jezebel. Father God, may the boldness of the lion of the tribe of Judah be released on the 25th into all of you, whether you're in the house or if you're online, let that boldness come. So Gilad, when I don't want to go into any of the details of the things, but we've had some pretty profound encounters that would you qualify those as like Zadok type encounters? And tell us from the Israel side, when we've had these really non-planned encounters, share a little bit because that's what people are going to experience on the 25th.
Absolutely. Yeah, I totally agree. And without going into the details, which we'll share in the message on the 25th about the Zadok anointing and how the Lord is going to bring that about in this new generation, the way we were walking it out was, you know, the Zadok priesthood are called to minister to the Lord. And so it's not just the inner courts, outer courts, it's the Holy of Holies, it's the court of heavens, it's literally ministering at his table. And scripture is very clear about that. And so what does that look like in this day and age where we are on the prophetic timeline? It's really those that have clean hands and a pure hearts, those that are paying the price, the cost of the anointing, the cost to be separate from the world, to come out of the world. You know, really our responsibility is to go back to teaching the difference between the holy and the profane. And the only way that comes is when we're in the secret place. And so tying it back into what you were asking is that, you know, we're in Israel, I'm in the Sea of Galilee, and we're drawing close to the Lord, fasting and praying, seeking him. And then you're in Oklahoma, in the Holy of Holies, you're fasting and praying. And what happened is that there's a divine convergence, because in the spirit, we're in the same location. So even though geographically we were in different locations, I would be on assignment from the Lord or be praying about a specific matter. And then the Lord would give you a word. You didn't even know where I was or what was going on, but you would tap into that in the spirit. And the Lord used you multiple times, you know, to call, and we'd get on the phone and begin to pray. He would give specific decrees, and we came together and decreed things in that secret place. And we began to see answers to prayer in real time, major victories over principalities, powers, rulers of darkness in high places. And I believe that all that happened behind the scenes over the last 9 months, now we're about to see it in public, because the Lord rewards what's done in secret in public. And so I think that what we're going to see is not, it doesn't have anything to do with us, but it has everything to do with the Lord, with his plans and with his holy fire that's coming to purify the remnant. And so I'm very excited about the Zadok gathering on the 25th, because I agree with you. I think it's a historic moment. Of course, only the Lord knows what's going to happen, and we submit that to him, but it's an honor to be a part of it. And I just want to encourage everyone, whether they are online or if you're able to come personally, I really do believe that something major is going to shift in the spirit.
I do too. And I don't know if I've ever shared this with you or not, but one of Christy and I's dear friends, and I don't know if you'll remember him or not, but he was the minister of tourism for many years, and he was Rabbi Benny Alon. And Rabbi Alon was, he passed away a few years ago. Christy and I went to his office in it was interesting, in East Jerusalem. So he was one of those guys, you know, he lived in Bethel. So he lived in the West Bank. And he was one of those guys that was a true Zionist. I mean, a hardcore Zionist, and a dear friend. We miss him. But when Christy and I were invited to go to his office, and this was his personal office, not the Minister of Finance office, I mean, Minister of Tourism, he had a book that he wrote years ago, and it was called, and I was amazed. So on the book, there's a picture of the state of Oklahoma, and it says on the book, this is an Israeli book, Heartland to Heartland. And he made the connection between covenant restoration in Oklahoma, because we are in Indian country. We're actually we're actually in a sovereign land. One of my first spiritual sons in House of David, that's been with us over 20 years, is an elected chief of one of the tribes of Israel, and he'll be there with the meeting. So, I mean, and then our pastor, Pastor Tim Osbald, is First Nations. So we have been First Nations and firstborn Jews and First Fruit Gentiles. We have been the three-stranded cord for 20 years in Oklahoma. So Rabbi Elon, he shows us this book, and he had written a whole book on how there would be this restoration of covenant between heartland to heartland, between Oklahoma and Israel. Wow. This is way before we met him. I mean, and that's what we're getting ready to walk into. So at 7 p.m. Central Time in the United States of America, you can join us online. You'll have all the information there. But if you're close, if you're in Tulsa, we're an hour and a half from Tulsa. If you're in Missouri, Joplin, we're an hour from Northwest Arkansas, an hour and a half. Oklahoma City, we're 3 hours. Kansas City, we're 3.5 hours. If you're anywhere within there, I mean, this is going to be something that, you know, if the Lord is speaking to you about putting your feet, and we're going to talk about this, we got just a few more minutes. And I know that Gilad understands this. There's something about, one of the things I love about House of David is, we have been, and we're not legalistic about it, but we have been having services on Shabbat on Friday nights for 20 years. We have for 20 years, every Friday night, we blow shofars. Every Friday night, we Psalm 122:6, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, not because we want to, because God commanded us. But could it be the reason we have peace within our palaces? Maybe it's because we have said, Shabbat Shalom, Yerushalayim. I don't know, but we have done that. Our ministry financially gives first to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and then all ends of the earth. So we follow the biblical financial plan. We give 3 times a year, Passover and Shavuot and Sukkot. And so we follow all these patterns, all because we thought, why not try me or test me in this? Let's not blur the line. If God said it, And I'm such a practical business person, I thought I'd rather stand before Jesus, Yeshua, when I die and say, you know what? I thought you meant what you said. And I didn't have to have commentary. I mean, you said to do this. And listen, I am so blessed like you. I know that you've had a past. I've had a past. We have that in common. Of course, your past is far worse from what your friends have told me, but no. If you ask my friend, he would say, how is he still alive or not in prison? But anyway, when you come from that, you're so thankful that God would even like let you even say his name, more or less host a table of the Lord. Yes. We have been celebrating Passover at the House of David for 20 years. And it's, you know, and, you know, that's Psalms 23, and the Lord prepares a table for you in the midst of your enemies. It's in the midst of your mind. Your mind has all these crazy thoughts. All of us do. Yes. And then the Lord brings an anointing oil on your head and says, no, this one's mine in the midst of your enemies. But I can tell you, this is a divine encounter. I want to encourage you to fast and pray with us. I want you to be prepared to not for an outer court experience or an inner court, but an encounter in the Holy of Holies. Mm-hmm. If you are called to be that Zadok priest, we are kings and priests. And I can tell you, I'm going to be prophesying between now and the fall feast. Yes, we are kings and priests, not king or king and like King David, but please hear me. This summer is a time to prepare the priesthood side of your life to be holy, to be separated, kadosh, kadosh, to be Hallelujah. Ready for what God has. So Gilad, I'm going to give you the last word here. Share with us prophetically. Now, you're in the United States. You've been here for a week now or so, 10 days. What is God doing? Is there a new fire in the land?
Hallelujah. I am so blessed. I feel the anointing on your words. I feel the anointing right now on your words. And I'm getting so fired up in the spirit more than I've already been in the last 10 days. And we are right now in the glory realm. This is a new place. And I'm not throwing that word around lightly. I mean, we're in the river of the Lord's will. We're just in his will. There's been divine appointments every single day. There's a newfound hunger in every person that I've ministered to. It's the soil has been softened. The harvest is ripe. Yeah. You gave a word about the wheat and the tares are becoming, you know, into maturity, and we're being able to identify them. And so the Lord continues to confirm to me that this is the time. The harvest is ripe. Now is the moment. And I'm not saying that out of my own opinion. I believe with all my heart, thus saith the Lord, this is the time. The time is now. The harvest is ripe. Things are coming into maturity. You know, the dividing line is moving away. And that's what I've been witnessing for the last 10 days in America. There is a new move of the Holy Spirit that is happening, and the holiness and the preparation is what is going to be so important for us to prepare our hearts, because he's preparing a new wineskin for the new wine. He can't pour out new wine into old wineskins because it'll burst. I've been giving this word to ministers, to pastors and leaders that, you know, the Father's put me in their path to be able to minister. And this has been the common denominator, is that we're in a place of preparation, preparing the vessels to receive the outpouring, the glory, the golden oil that the Father's going to pour out. And part of that, in what I believe has happened at House of David and why the Father is choosing that, you know, the sons of Zadok, it has right here in Ezekiel 44. And, you know, it says, you know, in any dispute, the priests are to serve as judges and decided according to my ordinances. They are to keep my laws, my decrees for all my appointed festivals, and they are to keep my Sabbaths holy. You have done that. You've been guardians of the feasts. You've been guardians of the Shabbats, of the festivals. And I believe the Father is honoring that. He's honoring it because you have honored it. And so that's why I believe that the Father has chosen this place and time. You know, you have prepared a holy altar at House of David. And this is the moment, the season where I believe the Father is, he's consecrating the altars, and especially the altars that have been prepared, that have been purified. That's where he's going to pour out his holy fire. And so I am just so excited to be with you Friday 25th. It's a great honor. And I'm just looking forward to see what the Lord is going to do.
So we've got a few minutes. What's happening in Israel? We've had a victory. We prayed with the Green Pass. For those of you that don't know that, there were these cards where it would identify vaccinated and non-vaccinated people. And I want you to understand, for us with Jewish people, with the Jewish DNA, and even multiple generations from the Holocaust, this whole marking and celebration stuff is really very damaging in our soul. It's familiar in the bloodline of every Jew. And I know that the Gentiles sometimes ask, they don't get, like, why are you, like, why can't we do this, you know? And it's because it's in the spirit realm. Let me tell you, it is way too familiar. It's like, okay, you know, when do we learn the lesson of when something starts here and then it keeps going? But sovereignly, between what you just said in Ezekiel, the priesthood praying, these things are being literally changed. So give us a little update of some of those changes that have happened. And I guess I'm asking you, do you think that this came from prayer, or do you think this came from politics?
Yeah, thank you so much for bringing that up, because this is just a huge testimony to the remnant army, the kingdom army, the body of Messiah around the world. You know, some will only come out through fasting and prayer. And, you know, our war is not against flesh and blood. It's against the principalities, those rulers of darkness in high places. And, you know, when the word of the Lord came to you and to many other leaders in the body of Messiah, and actually, you know, Lou Engle called a 40-day Yeshua fast, where many thousands of believers got together and fasted and prayed for the salvation of the Jewish people and for Israel, because the prophetic word that was given was that you can't see revival in America until you pray for the Jewish people and the salvation of Israel, which is It is the divine alignment. It is the proper order, to the Jew first, then to the Gentile.
That's right.
And you guys have been walking in that revelation and that knowledge at House of David and Kurt Landry Ministries for many, many, many years. And so I think that the Father is trying to bring that revelation out of the Holy of Holies, out of, you know, the inner courts, into the outer courts. He wants the whole remnant, the whole body, to understand that we must stand with the Jewish people. And so once that fast was called, I mean, we were going through oppression. You know, the spiritual atmosphere is, it was like I've never seen before. The Antichrist spirit was very strong, very oppressive. And so when that fast was declared, a 40-day fast, in the first few days of the fast, the Father gave me a vision, and I literally saw a stairway to heaven, and it had 40 stairs. There was a number on each stair, 1 to 40. And when I got on to the staircase, I saw a holy fire from the Lord come, a purifying flame. And then I saw the sword of Adonai, the sword of the Lord. And then he took me to the 40th step. And I understood that that was representing the corporate body that was fasting and praying. That's all, that's what it was. It was, we were in unity because a fast had been called corporately around the world. And so when I saw the 40th step, I saw the head of this principality. That's what it was. And I saw the sword of the Lord come and remove the head of that principality. And so I understood by the Spirit. Now, this was in April that the Lord showed me the vision, but I understood in the Spirit that the 40-day fast was going to bring an end to this principality, which really was, I believe, in charge of the green pass, the green passport, the vaccination passport, because it's the Spirit that was, you know, demanding submission, demanding, you know, oppression, servitude, so to speak. And so what happened was, exactly on May 23rd, the 40th day of the Yeshua fast, it was announced in Israel that the green pass is being done away with, and all the mandates, all the COVID mandates are being done away with. Mm-hmm. All glory to God. I mean, if you're listening to this, guys, glory to the Lord, the Most High God. He is the one that reveals the end from the beginning and the beginning from the end. No man can take credit. No one can touch his glory. He is the one that does it, but it is our job. It is our responsibility to come into that place of fasting and prayer, because some only come out through fasting and prayer. And I believe, Rabbi, when we come in to this new anointing, to this new revelation, we're going to understand our authority. We're going to understand our power. We're going to understand that things happen where two or more gathered, there he is. When we decree a thing, it will come forth. And time again, over the last 9 months, we've been in the secret place together, sounding the shofar, decreeing. And you have seen it. I have seen it. Things shift in the atmosphere. And I believe that's what the Father wants to release. He wants the believer to know our authority so that we can occupy, so that we can be victorious over the Antichrist spirit, because it gives us very clearly in Revelation, we overcome the beast by the blood of the Lamb, the power of our testimony, and not loving our lives unto death. And that is what is going to happen. We are going to be victorious. The remnant's going to be victorious. And that is what I believe this revival is going to be all about.
Hallelujah. Well, we want to thank you so much, Gilad, for joining us. We want to thank all of you who are watching on this Trending Tuesday. But I've got to tell you, as you were sitting there speaking and prophesying out, and I've been so frustrated. This is, you know, my last trip to Israel, which was over a year and a half ago, was my 46th trip to Israel.
Wow.
And we're used to going multiple times a year, and we need to come and hug the babies, and we need to be there with our safe house people and our soldiers and our Holocaust survivors. Absolutely. We need to be there and put our arms around them. But I want us right now, I know this is just a Trending Tuesday, but I want us to agree that all the restrictions for visitors from the nations, yes, be lifted, yes, off the nation of Israel.
Yes.
And Father God, that the vaccination requirements, the even the testing for COVID going in and out, be lifted off the nation of Israel. And I prophesy this word for all of us. If you're watching Kurt Landry Ministries right now, you're going to say, I was glad when they said to me, let us go up to the house of the Lord. Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together, where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to a testimony of Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. For the thrones are set there for judgment, the throne of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. May they have peace within your walls, prosperity within your palaces. And for the sake of my brethren and companions, I will now say, if you would all say, peace be within you because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. Tov ma'od. Yes. Thank Hallelujah. You so much. Thank you so Hallelujah. Much for joining us. We're excited to see you on the 25th. So join us at 7 p.m. Central at House of David, June the 25th. It's going to be a powerful time. The only thing missing is you.
Thank you for listening to Ancient Mysteries Kingdom Principle Podcast. Like what you heard? Then visit us at kurtlandry.com for free resources that will empower your faith to walk in greater levels of kingdom authority. Follow me on Facebook or Instagram at Kurt Landry Ministries. See you next week.